forces in the 1979 revolution, Khomeini and the clerical organization that supported him. Khomeini was almost unknown until a few months before the revolution, but had an influence on the middle and upper layers of the traditional petty bourgeoisie, merchants, rich farmers, etc., and had developed links with the bazaar. Previously, the regime's incessant campaign against the left, for which it found religion a good tool, provided the mullahs with an opportunity to expand their networks. Iranian middle bourgeoisie organized in nationalist and liberal religious parties such as the National Front and the Freedom Movement. In many ways, the left reformism embodied in the Tudeh Party, formerly the Iranian Communist Party, could be classified under this category. The revolutionary left was largely represented by two urban guerrilla parties, Fedayeen and Mujahideen, originally a radical petty bourgeois party with a Marxist interpretation of Islam, whose majority subscribed to Marxism in 1975. These parties had a great influence mainly among university students and intellectuals. As they emerged from their clandestine activity and approached the masses, they won a considerable support among workers, teachers, women and young people,